And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And some of you just threw the penalty flag out and said, foul, we're throwing a foul on you. And I'm like, what? What are you throwing a foul on me for? And they're like, because you said I'm working on financial freedom for everybody, not we're working on financial freedom for everybody. So why is this so important? Why is this such an important thing that I get right? Well, here's why. I don't want everybody to think that everything that happens at Lifestyles Unlimited is a result of anything that I do. It's not. I'm a part of the cog. I'm a part of the machine. I'm a part of what makes Lifestyles Unlimited happen, but I am not the end-all be-all to Lifestyles Unlimited. Lifestyles Unlimited, which, by the way, for those of you that aren't familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, it's a real estate investor education and mentoring company. That's all they do, and they've done it extremely well, so well that they've been in business for almost 35 years. As a matter of fact, that 35-year mark hits in September. So one of the things that you've got to ask yourself is this. If a company can survive for 35 years, are they doing something a little bit different than other people are doing it? And the short answer to that is, well, yes, we are. We are doing something a little bit differently. And what we're doing a little bit differently is we are actually giving you everything that you need in order to be a successful real estate investor. We're giving you the strategic plan. We're giving you the operational plan. We're giving you the tactical plan. We're giving you the resources that you need in order to accomplish that feat. And the reason Lifestyles Unlimited exists is to help you become something called, now I hope you're sitting down for this, because I'm going to tell you what the end result for being a member is supposed to be. You're supposed to be retired. You heard me correctly. You're supposed to be retired. Now, some of you are sitting back and going, whoa, wait a minute, dude. I'm not ready to be like in my 70s and gray-haired and feeble and not able to walk around the kitchen very well. That's not what retirement has to be like. That isn't even close to what retirement has to be like. Retirement is a multifaceted experience that varies greatly depending on your financial situation, your health, your interests, and your social connections. Did you know that? It's true. It is very true. As a matter of fact, one of the key things that we have you work on as a Lifestyles Unlimited member is we have you work on your financial situation. We have you take a step back and look at what you're currently doing. Now, for some of you, that's not a very bad experience. But for others of you, that is a terrible experience, because when you start to peel back the onion about what you have been doing to get yourself to a place of financial freedom, you have not been very successful. You haven't been successful. You're throwing your money into a 401k. You're throwing your money into an IRA. You're saving your money. You get benefits from the market. The market takes away those benefits. You know what I'm talking about, because your money is in the stock market. Your money is being invested in the stock market. It's being invested into companies that you don't know anything about. Yet you're invested in these companies. And these companies are supposed to get you to a place of retirement. But it seems to take forever, doesn't it? Doesn't it seem to take forever? When is retirement supposed to happen? If you peel back the onion and you look at what the federal government says, retirement is supposed to happen as early as the age of 62. For most people, should occur maybe around 65 to 67. And if you want to enjoy maximum retirement benefits from your Social Security, you wait until 70 to collect the money. 70. How many people do you know in your life have made it to the age of 70? What is the quality of their life? It completely depends on the 70-year-old, because I know people that are in their 70s that are infirmed. I know people that are in their 70s that scuba dive. As a matter of fact, I know a 93-year-old guy that scuba dives. I do. As a matter of fact, now I got to do the math. He's now 95. Yeah, the last time I saw him scuba diving was two years ago when I was scuba diving with him down in Mexico, and he was 93 at the time. And I know for a fact the guy's still scuba diving because I checked out his Facebook post, and he's 95. He's still living the life. He's living a retired life, and he's enjoying it. There are some other things that get baked into retirement, things like your interests, things like your social connections. I mean, if you become a hermit in retirement, you're going to be a hermit in retirement. There's no reason why you should be a hermit in retirement. As a matter of fact, one of the things that Lifestyles Unlimited provides, and this is not something that I think Del Walmsley set out to actually cause to happen. I don't think he really set out a plan to cause this to happen, but it has happened nonetheless. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the culture of Lifestyles Unlimited. The fact that you become a member of an organization and then you're immersed into a culture where people are either retired or they're working on becoming retired. And more importantly, everybody is engaged. Everybody is focused on retirement, whether they are there or not. And they are also, now get this, you're going to love this. They are encouraging. They encourage you to get to that place of retirement. And you don't have to be 70 years of age to get it done. You can get to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Now, some of you would argue, well, wait a minute, dude, what I'm doing in my 401k and my IRA, I mean, what I'm doing in those accounts, that's investing. I'm investing in companies. All right, well, here's the big takeaway that you need to take away. When you're investing, you know everything about the investment. You do. You know everything about the investment. So I don't think any of you can in any clear conscience tell me what the 100 or so different companies are that are contained within your mutual fund that you inject money into every month. I don't think you can. I don't think you've studied it enough. I'm serious. When it comes to the investments that I'm doing, I can tell you everything about the investments. I can tell you about the multifamily apartment communities that I have interest in the Phoenix market. I can tell you about the multifamily apartment communities that I'm looking to buy in the San Antonio market. I can tell you everything about those markets. I can tell you about those particular assets. And the reason I can tell you those things is because I have intimate knowledge about that information. More importantly, when I'm investing in real estate, one of the things that real estate tends to do for me is it pays me cash flow. It pays me an income every month or every quarter, depending on how the investment is organized. And because I get that money every month, I am able to live a retired lifestyle. I have financial security. I totally have financial security. And it's not because that I saved well, it's because that I have invested well. I have something called financial freedom. Now, what does financial freedom translate into? Well, it translates into the ability to travel, pursue hobbies, or just simply enjoy life without the regular stress of a job. Yeah, I don't deal with the stress of a job. I don't. Now check this out. You're going to love this because these are the things that I don't deal with. I don't deal with an alarm clock. The only time that I ever deal with an alarm clock is if I'm planning on going fishing and I've got to get up early in the morning. Yeah. Then I will turn on an alarm clock because I don't want to miss the opportunity. But other than that, I don't have a reason to have an alarm clock in my life. No reason at all. I don't have a 3-hour commute. No 3-hour commute. No getting into the car and sitting in the freeway, also known as a parking lot, trying to get to the place where I work. I don't do that anymore. I don't do that on the way home. I don't need to go to the place that I invest in because they don't need me to be there. Yeah. I'm just serious about it. Here's the other thing I don't rely on. I don't rely on W-2 income. I don't go to work for a job. I don't trade 40 or more hours per week in the form of a job because I need that job in order to make ends meet. That doesn't exist in my life. And you know what all that translates into? A big lack of stress. A big lack of stress. Yeah, hear it in my voice. Big lack of stress. There's no stress in my voice. I'm happy. I'm content. I'm able to do what I want, go where I want, pursue what I want, simply enjoy life because I'm retired. You know, it's funny. The other day I was sitting in my recliner And I was watching the Pro Bowl, well, or Pro Bowl games. It's a completely different event now, right? I mean, for those of you that watched it, it's completely different than what it was when I was a kid. But I'm watching the Pro Bowl games, and I'm sitting there, and I'm lamenting to myself that I'm like, wow, this is very cool. I can just sit here in my recliner, and I don't have to worry about getting up and going to work in the morning. I don't have to worry about stressing out about a job. I don't have to worry about stressing out about getting into my vehicle and sitting in traffic, which drives me absolutely bananas. If there's one thing in my life that drives me absolutely insane, it is sitting in traffic. Because when you're in a vehicle that's designed to go, you shouldn't be sitting there literally in park. You shouldn't. That's okay. It's just a pet peeve of mine. Here's another thing I want you to understand about the retired experience. Conversely, if one's retirement funds are limited, retirement might involve careful budgeting, possibly working part-time, or even having to return to full-time work. Now, this scenario can introduce stress or anxiety about making ends meet, particularly with rising costs or unexpected expenses like healthcare, which can raise their ugly head during a time of retirement. Because one of the things that happens to you later on in life is your body, it does tend to start breaking down. It doesn't operate with the peak efficiency that it had when you were in your teens or when you were in your 20s. I mean, you got to think about it. You've been around the sun a couple of times. Maybe you've been around the sun 50 times. Maybe you've been around 60 times. Maybe you've been around 70 times. All that time around the sun, it takes a toll on the body. It does. And the body is not getting any newer than the body was when you first acquired it. Yeah, pretty wild stuff, right? So the point I want to make is when it comes to retirement, it's probably going to happen to you eventually. Now, some people never retire. They never quite get it accomplished. But for those people that do get it accomplished, they either live a life with financial security or they live a life with financial constraints. When you are a real estate investor, you are much more likely to fall into the category of financial security than you are to fall into the category of financial constraints. I'm just saying, it's just the way it is. That's what it's like to be a real estate investor. It's what it's like to be retired. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about the daily life and routine of a retired person. It's going to wear me out. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. See, I got it right that time, didn't I? I totally got it right. I didn't go back to my old ways of doing what I thought was right just because I thought it was right. I actually paid attention to what I was saying, and I got the tagline right. I know you guys, everybody's applauding for me right now. Yeah, that's the meager applause that I received. All right, so what we're talking about is we're talking about the fact that being retired is a multifaceted experience that varies greatly depending on an individual's financial situation, their health, their interests, and their social connections. And we talked a little bit before we went to the major commercial break about the financial freedom versus the financial constraints. Because one of those situations is going to affect you in retirement, provided you get to a point of retirement. If you never get to a point of retirement, that will never apply to you because you will never have retired yourself. But when you do get to a place of retirement, you're either going to have one of two scenarios affecting you from a financial standpoint. Either you're going to be borrowing money from a savings account. I mean, there's no other way to really describe that. It's technically a savings account because it's a big pile of money that you've built up in, say, a 401k, or maybe in an IRA, or maybe some other government endorsed retirement plan, and you're supposed to take money out of it and live off that money. But the problem with taking money out of it and living off of that money is that there's no source of money going into that pile of money because you stopped working. You retired yourself. Does that make sense? So all those years of putting money into that retirement account stops. And now you've got to figure out when that time is in your life where you can retire and then live the rest of your life without running out of money. It's a terrible scenario. I think it's a terrible scenario. I like my scenario better. My scenario is based off the fact that I have real estate assets that are paying me income streams. I use those income streams to pay for my expenses of living every month. Money comes into my household that pays for my insurance bill. Money comes into my household that pays for my mortgage. Money comes into my household that pays for my utility bills. Money comes into my household that I do not have to go out and work for because it is passive income. It is income that comes into my household whether I do anything or not for it. That is the key difference between what I am doing for retirement and what the majority of people are doing in retirement. And that's why you're seeing so many elderly people going back into the workforce, because you're seeing it. I know you're seeing it. I know I see it in my supermarket. I see two types of people bagging my groceries, and you probably see the same two types of people. One type is very young, probably not even out of high school yet, right? You know who I'm talking about. And then the other type are the people that are older than you are, older than I am. Yeah, people that should be retired, but they're no longer retired because they've run out of money. So they've had to come back to work bagging my groceries in order to make ends meet. That's not what I want in retirement. That's not what I'm going to get in retirement either, because I have done the things that I need to do in order to protect my interests. And I think you need to do the same thing. So what should you do? I think you should join an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited. I do. I think you should join. I think you should get educated, and I think you should change your life. It's what every Lifestyles Unlimited member does. They come to Lifestyles Unlimited with a problem. That problem is usually, I got a retirement problem. It ain't working. Okay, you know what? Welcome to the club, because we all have that same retirement problem. So now that we've recognized that we have a retirement problem, what we do is we start doing things to remedy that retirement problem. And the reason we do these things is because we want to have an outcome in our future retired life that allows for no work routine. You heard me correctly. No work routine. I don't really have a work routine. No, I don't. One of the most significant challenges that I have is the absence of a structured workday. Yeah, that's one of the most significant challenges that I have. And you want to know how big of a problem it is? It's not. It's not a big problem at all. No, it's not. I mean, it's liberating. It allows me to sleep in. I mentioned to you before the commercial break, I don't wake up to an alarm clock unless I'm going fishing. That's very important. We wake up to an alarm clock when we go fishing. But other than that, there's no reason to wake up to an alarm clock, because I get up when I feel like getting up. I spend time on things that are of interest to me, or I enjoy leisure activities like hanging out in my beautiful backyard, or maybe watching a little TV, or getting caught up on some of my reading that I like to do. However, it can lead to a lack of structure, which some can find disorienting or even depressing if they don't establish new routines. So it's real simple. Your routine becomes your routine. Your routine is no longer what your boss determined your routine needed to be. Your routine is what you determine it needs to be. Pretty liberating, isn't it? I mean, you're thinking about it, aren't you? You're thinking about the possibilities. What about time management? How does that come into play? Well, retirees often find they have more time but need to manage it effectively. Did you know that? Yeah, because we've got so much time on our hands, we actually have to develop some time management skills. I mean, what do I do? You want to know what I do? Okay, here's what I do. I do some daily planning. I do. I do have to write down. These are things I intend to get done today. Otherwise, I may not get around to getting them done because I'm enjoying my leisurely time. Yeah. Another thing I might do is I might consider joining other organizations that are beneficial to what I do with real estate investing. You know, retirement can either enhance or challenge your social networks. For some, it means spending more time with family or friends, or perhaps participating in community activities or traveling together. However, for others, it can lead to a sense of isolation in one's social circles, where your social circles are associated primarily with people that you used to work with. Yeah, this is a big problem when you become retired as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. What am I getting at? Well, one of the things that I experienced, one of the things that Del Walmsley talks about that he experienced when he retired himself at the age of 34, I retired myself at the age of 55. So it just goes to show that age is immaterial with regards to when you can retire. Retirement is really a financial number. It's not an age. Okay. Let me just be very clear with you on that. But when both of us got to a place of retirement in our lives, one of the things that we experienced was that the people that we tended to know the best were the people that we worked with. After all, we'd spend at least 8 hours a day with those people. Whether we socialized with them outside of the work environment is immaterial. We spent a lot of time with these people. My work environment, we would go to lunch together. There'd be some social activities that we would participate in, because you'd want to get along as a work body, because, I mean, after all, you're spending more time literally with your work family than you are with your natural family, right? So the problem is that when you retire yourself, a lot of the people you associate with, they're still working. Yeah, even though I have removed myself from the work setting, even though I've given myself back all of those hours of my time, other people that I care about haven't done that. They haven't done that. They're still working. So what am I doing to correct that? I'm telling everybody that I care about what I do with real estate investing. I'm telling them what it's like to be retired, kind of like I'm telling you what it's like to be retired. And it's important because you only get one shot at this. You really only get one shot at this. And if you get it wrong, there may be no recovering from it. Now, I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're in your 30s. I don't care if you're in your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s. I don't care if you're in your 80s or your 90s. This real estate investing stuff works. It works immaterial of your age. It works immaterial of your social dynamics. It works immaterial of your health and well-being. It just works when you know how to do it correctly. Yeah, let me caveat that, because you could get involved with real estate investing. You could go buy a book that you found at your favorite bookstore. You spent $10 on it, and the book talks about a form of investing. And you read that book and you go, okay, I'm going to do this. So you start doing what the book tells you to do. But unbeknownst to you, you bought a book on flipping properties, not investing in properties, but flipping in properties. And many of you are going, well, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. I watch HGTV. Flipping's investing, right? Wrong. It's not. Flipping is a job. Flipping is a business that you work in. It's a self-employed business. You are transacting properties to make income because you're living off of the income. You're not investing. Investing is not that. Investing is having your money work for you and you not working at all. That's what investing is. That's the fruits of your labor. So you bought this book on flipping, and you're going to try and enact flipping into your life. And when are you going to do that? When are you going to have the time? Because you're already working at a job where you're putting in 40 or more hours per week. Where are you going to get the additional time to do all this flipping? Because flipping is like an additional 40-hour a week job. But let's say you decide to join Lifestyles Unlimited. Let's say you go through the 16-hour Financial Freedom Seminar. You invest 16 hours of your time into an education that is going to teach you the strategic, the operational, and the tactical planning necessary to get yourself to a place of retirement in 5 years or less. Imagine being retired in 5 years. Not in 10 years, not in 20 years, not in 30 years. 5 years or less. It's a realistic goal. How do I know this? Oh, well, because I got it done in 2 years. I did, but you have to understand my situation. I was desperate to get it done. You don't know that, do you? Okay, well, check this out. I retired from the United States Army in 2014. I earned a pension. I still earn that pension today, but I can't live off of that pension unless I want to make a dramatic reduction in my quality of life. I needed more money to enhance my quality of life. Where did I get that money from? Investments. Passive income that comes from investments. Passive income that pays me whether I go to work or not. Are you starting to get the picture now? I am the beneficiary of passive income. Money that comes into my household that I don't necessarily have to work for. It is how I have retired myself. I am building my investment portfolio because I am converting some of my investment dollars into dollars. I've actually already converted those dollars into dollars. I have dollars available for investment. And what we're looking to do is we're looking to buy an investment property, a multifamily apartment community, and we're waiting for the right purchase. Because what we're seeing in the market is that we're seeing the market's a little bit out of balance. We're seeing that pricing is a little bit higher than what we're willing to offer in the markets. But that's okay, because the markets will eventually sort themselves out. The markets will eventually do what the markets will do. And at the end of the day, what we're looking to do is we're looking to buy a multifamily apartment community, specifically because it is designed to do specific things for us. It is designed to pay us cash flow. In other words, that income that I rely on to live off of so that I don't have to go back to work anymore. Yeah, that's exactly what the cash flow is. I get natural appreciation. The fact that the properties go up with just natural increases in values. Properties just tend to do that. They have done it for years and years and years, and I don't see any reason why they would stop doing it. I don't see any reason why. We also get the benefit of something called equity capture. What that means is that we buy the asset at distressed pricing. So we're paying pennies on the dollar for the asset. Then we're improving the asset, and it's costing us money to improve that asset. But our all-in cost, everything that we've spent between the acquisition, between the repairs, between the holding costs, our all-in cost is less than what the property is worth in the marketplace. And the difference between those two numbers is equity that we capture in the asset. Pretty cool stuff. We get the benefit of principal pay down. In other words, we pay a mortgage every month. And that mortgage, a portion of that mortgage payment goes to interest. A portion of that mortgage payment goes to principal pay down. Now, the interest expense is a business expense. We can write that off. The principal pay down amount is not a write off. We can't write that off. However, what it does do for us is it does reduce the amount that we owe on the asset, thereby increasing the equity that we have in the asset. Pretty cool stuff, right? And then there is the tax benefits, the tax benefits of being a real estate investor. And the tax benefits, really what they do is they protect the passive income that we receive, and they allow us to actually pay no taxes effectively on the income we receive in the cash flow, because it's offset by something called depreciation. Now, I've hit you with a lot today. I've hit you with a lot of information. I've sprinkled the idea in your mind of getting retired in the next 5 years. I think it is a viable outcome. I think you can accomplish that in the next 5 years. So where do you start? What do you need to do? Well, the first thing you need to do, and this is my opinion, but I think my opinion's right. The first thing you need to do is check out Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm serious. Go check out Lifestyles Unlimited. How do you do that? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Yeah, we've got a website. We actually do. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get to the website, what I want you to do is I want you to find the free workshop. When you click on the free workshop, that is going to be the introductory steps that you must take in order to get started as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. We're going to give you information that nobody else is willing to share with you. And then we're going to give you an opportunity to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. If it makes sense to you, become a member, because when you become a member, everything opens up. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.